Welcome to day 118 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita, your host, and today we are going to hear four chapters from the book of Psalms. We will hear Psalm 81, Psalm 88, and then Psalms 92 and 93. I believe you'll enjoy these words, which very often reflect the very heart and emotions of all of mankind when a person goes through difficulty and calls out to the Lord for his help. So beginning at Psalm 81, God's goodness and Israel's waywardness, for the choir director on the gittith, a psalm of Asaph. Verse 1. Sing for joy to God our strength. Shout joyfully to the God of Jacob. Raise a song, strike the timbrel, the sweet-sounding lyre with the harp. Blow the trumpet at the new moon and at the full moon on our feast day, for it is a statute for Israel, an ordinance of the God of Jacob. He established it for a testimony in Joseph when he went throughout the land of Egypt. I heard a language that I did not know. I relieved his shoulder of the burden. His hands were freed from the basket. You called in trouble, and I rescued you. I answered you in the hiding place of thunder. I proved you at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will admonish you. O Israel, if you will listen to me. Let there be no strange god among you, nor shall you worship any foreign god. I, the Lord, am your God, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people did not listen to my voice, and Israel did not obey me. So I gave them over to the stubbornness of their heart, to walk in their own devices. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would quickly subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. Those who hate the Lord would pretend obedience to him, and their time of punishment would be forever. But I would feed you with the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock I would satisfy you. Psalm 88, a petition to be saved from death, a song, a psalm of the sons of Korah, for the choir director, according to the Malahath, Lanoth, a maskil of Heman, the Ezrahite. Verse 1. O Lord, the God of my salvation, I have cried out by day and in the night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry, for my soul has had enough troubles, and my life has drawn near to Sheol. I am reckoned among those who go down to the pit. I have become like a man without strength, forsaken among the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, and they are cut off from your hand. You have put me in the lowest pit, in dark places, in the depths. Your wrath has rested upon me, and you have afflicted me with all your waves. Selah. You have removed my acquaintances far from me. You have made me an object of loathing to them. I am shut up and cannot go out. My eye has wasted away because of affliction. I have called upon you every day, O Lord. I have spread out my hands to you. Will you perform wonders for the dead? Will the departed spirits rise and praise you? Selah. Will your loving kindness be declared in the grave, your faithfulness in Abaddon? Will your wonders be made known in the darkness, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. O Lord, why do you reject my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? I was afflicted and about to die from my youth on. I suffer your terrors. I am overcome. Your burning anger has passed over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. They have surrounded me like water all day long. They have encompassed me altogether. You have removed lover and friend far from me. My acquaintances are in darkness. Psalm 92, praise for the Lord's goodness. A psalm, a song for the Sabbath day. Verse 1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness by night. With the 10-stringed lute and with the harp, with resounding music upon the lyre, for you, O Lord, have made me glad by what you have done. I will sing for joy at the works of your hands. How great are your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man has no knowledge, nor does a stupid man understand this, that when the wicked sprouted up like grass and all who did iniquity flourished, it was only that they might be destroyed forevermore. But you, O Lord, are on high forever. For behold, your enemies, O Lord, for behold, your enemies will perish. All who do iniquity will be scattered. But you have exalted my horn like that of the wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil, and my eye has looked exultantly upon my foes. My ears hear of the evildoers who rise up against me. The righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still yield fruit in old age. They will be full of sap and very green, to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Psalm 93. The Majesty of the Lord. Verse 1. The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord has clothed and girded himself with strength. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their pounding waves. More than the sounds of many waters, than the mighty breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Your testimonies are fully confirmed. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, forevermore. This is the end of today's scripture reading. In Psalm 92, we heard some very precious verses that are an encouragement to us today. In verses 12 through 15, we read, "The righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still yield fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap and very green." Those verses are a promise of God to those who walk with the Lord. The righteous man is a reference to a person who is in right standing with God, in relationship with God through Jesus Christ, which puts you, if you are that person, into a position of having God look at you through Christ Jesus, meaning that the Lord doesn't see your weaknesses, your failures, your sins, your problems and backslidings of the past. But instead, when he sees you, he sees the righteousness of Christ upon your life because of your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus taking your place. And so that person, the person in right standing with God, not because that person did everything right, but because of the righteousness of Jesus, that person has the promise from the Lord that he will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. The comparison of the flourishing of the righteous man to be like a palm tree or to grow like a cedar in Lebanon, these are beautiful pictures because both of these trees are trees that grow or flourish without much special attention or help from the outside. I grew up in Florida and palm trees flourished all over that state. They were beautiful. They grew without anyone watering them or doing anything special, and yet they were a beauty to behold. The cedars of Lebanon are famous even throughout Bible history. There are actually 75 references to the cedars of Lebanon in the Bible. And those trees grow to as tall as 130 feet and can be 8 feet in diameter. And they are rich and green and verdant in their appearance. And they produce a sap that the Egyptians used to take from that tree and use in their mummification processes. And the bark was used in the Old Testament when a child was circumcised for medicinal purposes. So both of the references to these two different types of trees, the palm tree and the cedars of Lebanon, being something that is a picture of the growth or flourishing of a person who walks with God, is a really accurate and beautiful picture. In verse 13, it says, planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. So they're talking about a person who's really dedicated to the Lord and that they will flourish spiritually before the Lord. And one of my favorite verses is the next verse, verse 14 of Psalm 92, that says, they will still yield fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap and very green. Meaning that there's no end to their fruitfulness, regardless of advanced age. And we can look back over church history and even recent church history and see examples of people who walked with God, who are righteous before the Lord, who are in right standing with God, whose lives demonstrated this kind of fruitfulness that's pictured here in Psalm 92. Being a great reader of Christian biographies, I can think of a multitude of men and women who were very productive in their lives as they walk with God, and then, even in their old age, continued to produce tremendous fruit and to be full of life. That idea, they shall be full of sap, meaning there's life still within them and very green, still producing green leaves in their lives, fruitful even in their late years. I think of the missionary Hudson Taylor, who was a founder of the China Inland Mission. And that man, in the late 1800s and early 1900s, had one of the most incredibly fruitful missionary endeavors ever recorded in church history. He broke into places in inland China that had never been entered before by missionaries. He brought the gospel to China, and it continues to this day to produce fruit from his missionary pioneer work. Even into his 70s, he was pushing forward with the love of God and the love for the Chinese people driving him to continue his work. Corrie ten Boom, who is a Dutch Christian who is most famous probably for her book called The Hiding Place, which described how her family hid Jews in their home in Holland during World War II and how eventually they were caught by the Nazis hiding the Jews and were taken captive, and eventually Corey, her father, and her sister Betsy all ended up in concentration camps. She was the only one that survived those camps. Her father died not long after being taken prisoner, and her sister died later in the camp from starvation and practically freezing to death. But Corrie Ten Boom survived, shared the gospel in that concentration camp, and then when she was finally released at the end of the war, she went on to share the gospel of God's love and the message of forgiveness, even for enemies who had deeply hurt her and many people in Holland and around the world. And she continued to be incredibly fruitful into her advanced age. They will still yield fruit in old age, the scripture says. They shall be full of sap and very green. That scripture also makes me think of one of my great heroes in the faith, George Mueller, who was a German-born man who ministered in England, started some of the first orphanages in Great Britain, believed by faith for God to supply, and literally until he was 90 years old, he continued to teach and preach and write and share the gospel and share his experiences of walking by faith with people around the world. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. And George Mueller's testimony continues to speak to us today. His autobiography being one of my favorite books ever. You can think of Mother Teresa, a well-beloved figure who ministered in India for so many years into her advanced years and was a living example of the compassion of Christ to the poor, to the leper, to the sick, to the dying in the poorest parts of India. And she continued her work also until she was quite elderly. One other man who really comes to my mind when I read these verses in Psalm 92, the righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. The man that I'm thinking about is a man by the name of Bruce Olson. He also is a missionary. He's now in his 70s. But since 1961, Bruce Olson has shared the love of Christ and the gospel among a very primitive Indian tribe deep in the jungles of the nation of Colombia and on the border with Venezuela. This man went to Colombia as a 19-year-old after buying a one-way ticket to South America because he felt so prompted by God that he was being called to that nation, and specifically to the jungles of Northeast Colombia and to the primitive Indian tribes that live there. This man who went without education, and yet he had a real gift for language, and to this day he speaks over 18 languages, including several Indian dialects. This man went just at the prompting of God and became one of the most fruitful missionaries ever recorded in church history. He lived and worked among the Motolone Indians for many, many years, over 40 years. He introduced them to Christianity, but in the context of their culture. He introduced education and training and health practices until this day, he now has more than 30 professionals that have graduated from Colombian universities from the Motolone tribe, among which are doctors, accountants, translators, Bible scholars, agronomists, and over hundreds of technical workers. And they have started medical clinics and so many, many other important works among the Multilone, to now that tribe is among the most educated in the nation for those primitive tribes. You can read about his life story, which is so profound, in the book called Bruchko, which is the name that the Indians gave him because that's how they heard the name Bruce Olson. So they repeated it back, Bruchko, and that just became the name that he was called by. And his second book called Bruchko and the Multilone Miracle. Both of those are powerful books. They would be great books to read with your children. They will inspire you. They'll inspire your children to consider the great things God can do through one person's life. He is truly one of the most inspiring missionaries of our generation. He was captured by Colombian guerrilla leaders, held captive for 9 months, led many of those guerrillas to the Lord in the process, and was eventually released by them and apologized to by them, though he had been threatened with execution many, many times during that 9 months in captivity. But the Lord used him in a powerful way among those guerrilla leaders. So his fruitfulness continues to this day as he continues to work among those Indian tribes in Colombia, and he has been incredibly fruitful. He is a man that truly exemplifies this Psalm 92, verses 12, 13, and 14. The righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still yield fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap and very green. This is God's design for every single human being. But today we see so many people in their old age giving up, hopeless, without purpose, without vision. They have never taken hold of the reality and the promise and the truth that God's intention for them in old age is to yield fruit continuously, to be full of sap or life and vitality, be able to give out to the younger generations and to provide counsel and mentorship. That is the plan of God for people today, but that will only be true for a person's life as they walk with the Lord, continue in the presence of God, as they are planted in the house of God, and they receive from the Lord the supernatural vitality and inspiration and revelation needed to be that person who can flourish in their lives as a young person, as a middle-aged person, and as an old person, still yielding fruit, still full of life and vitality, and blessing the generations that are following them. That's God's call on your life and upon my life. And I'm determined to be one of those people written about here in Psalm 92. I pray that that will be the truth for your life as well. I encourage you, read some of these biographies that I've mentioned, the biography of Hudson Taylor, biography of George Mueller, Corrie Ten Boom, Mother Teresa, but also Bruce Olson, Bruchko. You will find these to be inspirational and truly demonstrating the truth of Scripture that a person who walks with God will flourish like a palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. God bless you and give you a victorious day.